Joining us here in the Paul Bonney Communications post-game show, head coach Tom Ceratori. Tip of the hat to Princeton here, right?
Absolutely. I thought, again, I thought probably for most stretches of the game, I thought they were the better team tonight. I'm with you. Hats off to them. It wasn't a bad hockey game at all. And you know what? They obviously got the lead, and they obviously built on that lead.
Seemed like they had a lot of speed, Tom. Of course, you know, I haven't seen Princeton in a long time, but they came out and really had a lot of quickness to their game, it looked like.
Absolutely. They're a good team, guys. I'm telling you, like, you can't look at records, and you guys have been around long enough, too, in college hockey. There's a fine line between anybody and everybody, you know?
We preached it the whole game.
Yeah. I mean, and, like, again, I talked to coaches in the ECAC. They said this is a good hockey team, and they're not, you know, the record indicated. And that kid played well in goal tonight.
You've said all along that you don't know a whole lot about them. You only got two games worth of tape to watch. Is speed one thing that you can or cannot find on film?
No, you can see that, but again, you got to look at who they're playing too. And teams play a little different style. If you're a pretty speedy team, you're going to have speed against us too, because we have speed. So again, when we overcommit, when we're over aggressive, you're going to see speed. You know what? You're going to see speed on the breakout and whatnot. And there was times tonight where to really our aggressive forecheck was actually it was a little bit counterproductive for us, because it was hard, because if you saw the guys, they turned back in, they cut back a lot. They took the ice behind them a lot, and we tried to stay on pucks, but it's hard sometimes, you know.
Well, they seem, Tom, to be very similar to you guys, and then they get the first goal, and then a couple minutes later they get the second goal, a formula that you guys have used quite a bit this season.
Absolutely, and they got a two-goal lead. And do you know what was weird is that I thought we had a good second
period.
And we lose the period 2-0.
Yeah.
Actually, the first period, I thought they were the better. They had the better period. And then the second period, we kind of put our foot on the gas. We had some opportunities, and they outscore us 2-0. So, you know, there's just no rhyme or reason sometimes. But, no, I thought it was a pretty good hockey game. And, no, it's not fun losing. But, again, you know, and hats off to them. You know, they had something to do about it, and they were good. And that goalie played well.
They're very good defensively. They pack it in anytime you guys had a scoring chance. How do you get more pucks through tomorrow night?
Well, I think we have to go more. We'll watch tape, Schultz. Yeah, I think we have to go more east-west with the puck, though. You know, that's the one thing. You got to watch yourself, because you're exactly right. They layered pretty well, and we get it through the first layer, but the second layer and the third layer is we just couldn't get it through. And I think at times when you do that, you just got to get the puck east-west, and you got to try to create some misdirection.
36 shots is a lot when you consider how many they block, too.
Yeah, I agree. But, again, the bottom line is that, you know, a scoreboard is obviously what counts. And then, you know, we couldn't get into a rhythm in the third period. We got some penalties. So,
see you tomorrow night, Tom.
Okay, guys. Bye-bye.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Princeton, a 4-1 win.